Exercise 4. Choosing the idiom. Page 88.
Hi, Michael. I still don't believe your news. I don't know if it will ever sink in. I saw you on TV tonight, and I'm very happy for you, to say the least. You look so happy and healthy. That's all a mother can want. The phone hasn't stopped ringing. Everyone is sending their congratulations. At this point, I can hardly think, let alone write. But I'm going to try to write because a lot of thoughts are jumping around in my mind, and I need to get them down. I have to admit, I'm worried about you. Right now, you think that you have it made. But where will you be a year from now? You have to be extremely careful. You need to constantly be on the lookout, or all that money can go down the drain. I want you to make the most of this time in your life. Pay all your bills. And take a trip. Enjoy yourself. I don't want anything. Find yourself a nice woman to marry, but make sure that she isn't after your money. Please, promise me that you won't get married until you are convinced beyond the shadow of a doubt that the woman isn't a fortune hunter. You said that your plans are up in the air, but please let me know what you decide to do, and find out how much you will have to pay in taxes. I'm sure you'll be shocked. And don't forget to give a nice amount of money to charity. You should share your wealth. Well, I guess we can't really know exactly what is in store, can we? I just wish you well. Don't let all this money change you, Michael. Lots of love, Mom.